Hello, West Liberty. This is Mason. You're listening to WGLZ. We're college radio, and we're passionately vocal. In the studio with me now, I have Matt Terziano, treasurer of Phi Delta Theta, West Virginia Gamma. Matt, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm great. Okay, so when you were wanting to join Phi Delta Theta, what played into your decision?
Well, honestly, I was looking for a group of friends to mesh with for the longest time in college. Then our current social chair, Justin, came up to me, invited me up to the house for a pizza night. I kind of just bonded with most of the guys there. A few of them I knew from high school, so it was nice to see some old friends again. And the way the guys clicked, it stuck with me, and I'm like, I want to be a part of this. So It really played. Seeing you guys have fun, I'm like, I want that. So that's kind of what was the deciding factor.
Okay. So it was a pizza night that got you. In the past, we've had Ashton talked about Topgolf. Dee Dee talked about the organization fair. I believe Whip and Andrew both talked about the fires that they used to have before COVID. So pizza night. Yep. Was there like a football game on or anything?
Yes, there was a game. I don't remember the teams. Not the biggest into football, but it was nice just hanging out with the boys.
Mm-hmm. So who did you know beforehand?
I knew Ashton beforehand. I had a rough idea of Dee Dee. He came to Central, where I went to high school, when I left, but I've met Dee Dee before.
Mm-hmm.
I already knew Justin and Jimmy because I lived on the same floor with them in the dorm. But yeah, it was very different. A lot of the guys I knew before, they very well came out of their shells. So it was nice to see them at their highest potential.
Yeah.
And I wanted to achieve that for myself.
Yeah, just getting your best possible self out.
Yep.
I didn't know anyone beforehand. I mean, other than Steven. Steven was the only one that I knew going in, but we joined together. It was just, he came up to me and was like, hey, I'm going to this frat house. You want to come? And I was like, sure. Had no idea.
And sometimes that's all it takes.
It's honestly all it takes. And then we hung out with you guys for months until the beginning of this semester, I believe, was when we got initiated.
Yes.
Okay. So what are some of your responsibilities as treasurer to ensure the fraternity runs smoothly?
So as treasurer, my biggest responsibility is, as you would expect, just handling finances. Anytime we have to spend money, anyone has to come to me to make sure it's approved. So I just make sure we're handling finances well, we're spending money where we need to, spending where we don't need to, and just making sure we have enough money for future events. Treasurer is very future ahead. Mm-hmm. You've got to really plan yourself for the future. Other things I have to do, I have to pay the bills, file for taxes and insurance. I have to stay in contact with headquarters a lot of finances. Just make sure everyone's paying when they have to pay and make sure we're paying when we need to pay. Just stuff all around like that. I do have to make a lot of executive decisions on other things as well. Being treasurer, I hold a very important and high position within the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So usually a lot of the guys turn to me. Since I am among the older of the fraternity, I have a lot of experience with handling certain decisions. And being an accounting major really helps with the finance aspect of it. So I think it was the perfect position for me to be put in.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about your major in the second segment. So what are some things like we go on trips? Like how is that, like planning for that? Is that difficult and such?
Planning for the trip itself usually isn't difficult. Usually it's a bigger expense than most things we usually pay for. So usually I'll do a lot of math, just put that money aside and just figure out what our total possible income is for the semester and just allocate where I need to, budget it out. Usually we end up on a pretty good amount for next semester. So we're usually always running pretty well.
Yeah. And I think you guys, was it last semester you guys went to a trip or was it we did two this semester?
We went for one this past semester in the fall, and then we had one this semester. So we had two for the whole entire school year.
That's great. I didn't get to go to the first one, but the second one was amazing.
Yes, lots of fun.
Lots of fun, and I think we're wanting to go back. So
yes.
If that says anything. What are some skills you've developed since becoming a member?
So a lot of the skills I developed are things I didn't think I would be developing. Mostly leadership skills. I never really thought myself as a leader, but the more I've become involved with the frat and the campus itself, the more I realize that I am a leader. I've taken a lot of initiative on stuff. I mean, I plan on joining SGA for the fall and spring semester. Mm-hmm. I applied for the new e-board. I guess we'll see when I get that later this week.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of leadership skills, a lot more social skills. I wouldn't really consider myself a social person, more of an introvert.
Yeah.
So my social life has been very well. I've developed a lot of closer connections with people and other organizations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think joining the fraternity was probably the smartest move I'd made. And a lot of them get bad reps, but Phi Delta Theta, it's definitely worth it.
It's not your stereotypical
not
frat.
At all.
Like, that's the misconception with most people is that frats are insane and they do crazy stuff, but it's really not the case.
No, it's just a bunch of guys hanging out.
Just, yeah,
enjoying
honestly.
Enjoying college life.
Just hanging out, have people to be around and not be stuck in your dorm or house or class,
and,
you know,
push each other on to a higher standard.
Yeah, and so a lot of the guys have similar majors, and they're always there to help each other with homework and such, and that's good. I mean, for me, I'm kind of screwed because the one other guy who is in my broadcasting major is graduating this semester. So I guess I got to do some recruitment over there in the broadcasting department. So, but okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with our next segment right after this on WGLZ West Liberty. Welcome back, West Liberty. If you're just tuning in, I'm in the studio talking with Matt Terziano about his experiences and responsibilities in Phi Delta Theta. Matt, tell me about some of your interests.
Well, I believe it's very important when you're in college to have an outlet, some kind of physical activity. So for me, my main source of physical activity is I do like going to the gym. I enjoy trying to stay in shape. Makes me feel good. I also enjoy hanging out with friends most of the time. Going out, it's fun. Need to have a social life.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'm pretty busy as a senior accounting major, so a lot of times I'm doing homework, studying for tests, doing papers, then handling fraternity business. So usually just things like that. I have usually a pretty packed schedule, so
mm-hmm.
that's usually my day.
So you said you go to the gym. I know you go to the gym with Didi a lot. Who else do you go to the gym with in the frat?
I used to go with Justin a lot. Justin's schedule is a lot different than mine this semester, so I haven't really been seeing him as much. But a lot of times I just go with Didi, or I just go by myself. Sometimes you just need alone time to focus.
Yeah. I have just started going to the gym with Nasi and Gage, who we had Nasi in the studio just a little bit ago. It's been fun. I'm not the type of person, I don't want to go to the gym by myself. I like being there with other guys that know what they're doing because I don't know what I'm doing. Last year I tried to start going to the gym, but I went for like a couple weeks and then just kind of fell through because I didn't like going by myself.
I get that. I used to be the same way. It also takes quite some time to figure out what exercises work best for you.
Mm-hmm.
It took me about 8 months to figure it out and get my program finalized, just testing new things. I've never felt better since I've been able to figure out what exactly works mm-hmm. for my body. Because everyone's different. Some people have knee pains. They have a hard time working out legs. Some people have shoulder pain. So mm-hmm. just finding things where you can excel and thrive, that's usually the best way to do it. I know the gym's usually intimidating because sometimes I get intimidated just going there. See some of the dudes there.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard you talk about Nasi.
Yeah, Nasi's got some big arms.
Yeah, you were like, oh, he's huge. He's like biggest guy at West Liberty.
Well, that's the goal, is to get there.
Yeah. I mean, Nasi doesn't usually show all that very much.
A lot of guys usually don't.
Yeah. And that's what's good. You don't want to show off. You don't want to be a show off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're an accounting major.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It's very problem based. So for accounting, you could read the notes, understand the concepts, but applying them is very different. So a lot of times when you get stuck, you can read, I mean, sometimes you can figure it out, usually just takes a moment, but it's a lot of like looking back and forth, understanding the smallest details, because like one word in a problem can change the entire problem and the way you go about it. So it's very widespread. Like there's obviously different paths you can take for accounting. You can go auditing, go federal tax. You could do forensic accounting. So when you start off as an accounting major, it's very broad. And as you get older, more experience, and get into the more, you know, tuned up, refined classes like federal tax and auditing, it's much simpler because it's just about auditing or taxes and not about everything and trying to figure out the mess. So it's definitely a challenging major, but if you have the discipline to understand the concepts and just study it, it's not that bad.
Have you always been into that kind of stuff, like in high school? And obviously you picked it once you came to college.
Actually, I started off as a science major in college. I was more interested in science. I was very good at science. And then getting into college from high school was a big culture shock. So when you get to, when you come to college, it's the way you have to study and study for tests, it's very different. And I just wasn't able to handle the science major here. It took me 2.5 to 2 years to switch majors. I've been happy ever since. But science at West Lib, if you can do it, I wish nothing the best for you, because it is brutal at West Lib. It's very challenging to be any sort of science major, just in general here.
Yeah. So you said you went to Central. So that's in Wheeling.
Yes.
Did you grow up in Wheeling?
I grew up in Wheeling. I'm not originally from Wheeling, though. I was actually originally from Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is about an hour outside New York City. That's where I lived there for a few years. It's where all my family's from. Then we moved to California for job. Then we moved to West Virginia for job reasons as well. I think the reason we stayed in West Virginia is mostly, it's a lot, it's not as, we're from New York originally, and we also live in California, San Diego. So it's, there's a lot of people in both those areas, especially Connecticut. Like the amount of people is like, Wheeling's like 33,000 people. Like one town in Connecticut's like 50,000. And it's like half the size of Wheeling for a town. So it's very congested. It was very different moving to West Virginia. So it not only was it a good place to grow up, my brother and I started making friends here. So my parents were like, let's just stay here. Parents found good jobs. So I think it was just a nicer area to grow up. So West Virginia has been nothing but great. Yeah. I do want to move to probably outside of the city at one point again. Not in the city, but just see where the future takes me.
Of course. West Virginia is definitely a, you grow up a different way here than you would in a big city or in a congested area like Connecticut.
Yeah, people have a different connection to West Virginia. Like, you go on vacation to Myrtle Beach, you see someone from West Virginia, it's completely different than if you saw someone else from, like, Connecticut, if you lived in Connecticut. Like, people bond just from the fact you're from West Virginia. Everyone here's got a special connection in a very interesting way.
Everyone knows each other. You see people that you know all the time. It's a great time.
Yeah.
So, in high school, how did you decide West Liberty over other colleges?
So, Central being not the biggest school, I graduated in a class about 94, 95, which was the biggest class that Central has ever seen at the time. So, really not that big. I knew I wanted to go to a smaller school, nothing like WVU or Pitt, nothing big like that. At the time, I also was more introverted, so I wanted to stay somewhere close to home. So I figured Wesley would be the best option. Still wanted to work at the current job I had during the off season in the winter. So, and originally it was for the sciences. They have a good science program here, just very difficult. But yeah, I just wanted to be close to home in a small school for the most part.
Yeah. I think for me, when I was in high school, they threw me in the radio class, and then I just did all the broadcasting classes that they offered. And when a West Liberty rep came to school one day and was like, yeah, we have a really good broadcasting program, I was like, okay. Because I did research at, like, WVU. They didn't really have anything as an extent of here. Like, all my teachers are very passionate in what they do, and it's a great program that I'm in. And you switching to accounting sounds like it was a good switch and good for you as well.
Yeah, something I really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. So, for my final question, what position would you like to have, or do you want to keep your position?
As cool as it would be to have another position to see what other kind of responsibilities people in the fraternity have, I think being the treasurer would be the best option. Assuming we cannot find a guy for next semester, because I will be a senior, so I'm not really supposed to be holding a position. But hopefully we can find a new guy. I can train him up. I've already made it a lot easier to transition, because when you transition to something like the treasurer, it's one of those positions where it's got like a big learning curve, and once you figure it out, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the learning aspect of it. So treasurer would be where I want to stay if I had the option. Sadly, I'll probably have to switch it off to someone else.
Yeah, you got to pass on the torch.
Yep.
Got to make sure someone else, because you've been a great treasurer since I've been around. I wasn't really around when old man Cody was a treasurer.
Yeah.
So, but you've been doing great.
I tried my
best. Went on two trips. Didn't get bankrupt. But, you know, so that's good. I'm glad. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this show and would like to get more information about Phi Delta Theta, you can follow us on Instagram at PhiDeltaWVG. My next guest will be my little Austin Hall tomorrow. You've been listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. Let's get back to the music.